You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight. All right. It is Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a great day. Welcome to the show tonight. A fun show, a fun Wednesday show. I would say a slightly more fun than last Wednesday show. And last Wednesday show was pretty damn fun. So it's great to have you here. Hope you're having a wonderful evening wherever you are in our vast, gorgeous, beautiful state of Wisconsin. Conrad Krieger is working the board tonight on the other side of the glass from me, but I can see him. How's it going?
It's cold.
Come on. You're wearing short sleeves.
Yeah, but, you know, I got a jacket.
Well, yeah, it's fall in Wisconsin. Yeah.
I wish it was 70, you know?
I love that you complain more about the weather than anybody, and you are a lifelong resident. Like, what are you expecting?
And I'm expecting, you know, 70 degrees.
Unseasonable warmth.
Yeah.
It's become, you want it to be the norm. Fun show tonight, folks. We have some laughs and some independent film talk. A fun question about disgraced athletes coming up. Rob Brackenridge will be here at 6:35 tonight. Rob is a very funny Appleton-based stand-up comic. If you don't follow Rob on his social media platforms, you should. He's on TikTok. He's all over TikTok. Middle-aged dude who has made a splash on TikTok. That is impressive. And he's also on Facebook and Instagram. But he posts these really fun little things he does with his mom, who is in her 90s and sharp as a tack. And Rob's got, I love Rob's accent.
I can't wait to get an update on his mom this time.
He's my ma. Here's my ma. It's just so fun. But we'll find out how she's doing. She is his biggest fan, I hope. And he takes his mom all around. And Rob has some great gigs coming up that you're going to hear about. He's a very, very funny comedian. We have a clip of Rob will play in just a bit. And it's vintage Rob Brackenridge. So he will be here at 6:35. Then at 7:20, our pal Ezekiel Drews will be here. And Ezekiel is an actor and the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. That's a film festival in Milwaukee that takes place December 5th, I think, is the opening night. And it's unbelievable the amount of... This is their second year. He's put this film festival together, and it's unbelievable. It's year two. They've got a ton of films. And I'm very eager to talk to Ezekiel about this year because he's got 1 year under his belt. Always fun to see the progress someone makes when they're an entrepreneur and putting up this huge endeavor called a film festival because they are a ton of work. So Ezekiel will be here at 7:20. I don't know. Do you remember what he wore the first time he was on the show?
A pink suit.
A pink suit. And it was a dazzler. It looked great. And he's got like this bald head and the pink suit. He looked like I don't know. That's like a look where you want to brand yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who you are, you know? So I don't know if that's Ezekiel's personality all the time, but we'll see what he wears tonight on the stream. I'm sure it will be interesting. Lots of fun stuff. By the way, before we get any further, I have to say, all's fair, the Kim Kardashian legal drama.
Did you watch it?
I have not watched it yet. I'm too caught up in two actually really good shows. So I haven't been able to sacrifice any time to watch All's Fair. It was at zero. Then it shot up to 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. Then it fell to 5%. It is now hovering at 4%. Still historically bad.
You know, I saw a tweet yesterday, and it was a screenshot of All's Fair. And it's all the lawyers, in like a conference room.
The hot women lawyers.
And she's wearing like, you know, like a business suit, you know. But the one thing is that she is cut out of it is by her butt, and you can see her thong.
Wait, what?
It's the funniest. I think I can show it to you.
Gotta find that and show that.
And the comment on it was, she's wearing business sexual.
Yeah, she shows major cleavage. I mean, it's such a joke. you cannot expect to be taken seriously as a legal drama, I don't think. Well, A, if you have Kim Kardashian in your show, but it might have been her pitch. In any event, the show is at 4% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty bad.
Apparently, she is going through law school.
I thought she was done.
I think she failed the exam. She
flunked the bar?
Yeah, I think she has to redo it, you know.
I got to tell you, unless I was like completely passionate about the law or I had been wronged by a law and had that kind of motivation to get me through law school, she's already like a billionaire. Where's your motivation to hit the books? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's, I think it's very weird that she's like doing the show well.
Right.
Like, it's like people can get a preview of what you're going to get from her.
Yeah, right. Show us what kind of lawyer you're going to be. Here's a cool thing, folks. On December 4th, if you are in the Madison area, drop by the Atwood Music Hall in the Atwood neighborhood. It is a great, brand-new, state-of-the-art facility. We are going to be screening a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay on December 4th. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. It's about an hour and 25 minutes long. John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show here on Civic Media will be there to introduce the film and introduce me. They're sponsoring the screening. Compliments of Catherine Lake, who got the whole ball rolling. And then they're going to host a Q&A with me after the movie. The movie stars Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Thomas Lennon, Lance Barber, Eric Price, Rob Martin, Steve Seeger, and Mike Siegel, Mike Toomey. All kinds of great, phenomenal actors in this film. It's a who's who of comedy in The Godfather of Green Bay. I play the lead role because I couldn't afford John Cusack. But we have a great cast. It's a fun movie, kind of a feel-good movie. And it was shot in fall in Wisconsin. So there's some beautiful colors. Hope you can make it out to the screening on December 4th. If you do, the tickets are only 10 bucks, and a dollar from every ticket goes to the Humane Society. There will be no animals in the crowd, though, watching the movie. They are forbidden.
Oh.
So that was a stick. That was a deal breaker for me because I have allergies. So, but come on out. December 4th should be a really fun night. John and Gordy, my Civic Media big brothers, will be there sort of piloting. Hey, and they'll be here tomorrow night and Friday night with the K-Man. They're going to fill in for me because I'm taking tomorrow and Friday off to go to a film festival.
You know, Rocker will be joining on Friday now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry said she couldn't make it Friday, so Rocker's always fun.
Rocker at 6:35.
Sick. Moving the bar band up a little early. Just I don't know if bit. I like this, Conrad. All these changes. Schwab goes on one day of vacation, yeah. And the whole all hell breaks loose. No, that'll be really fun. John and Gordy have filled in before, and they're a lot of fun. So check out tomorrow night's show and Friday night as well, and I will be back on Monday. So we have, so we've talked about Pluribus, and yeah. I actually did, in one of my beats, I did a Pete's Pick. I made the pilot a Pete's Pick. I watched the second episode today. Here's my issue with Pluribus, and it's great, but that pilot was so good. It was so creepy and had such a great gimmick. The second show was kind of like a letdown a little bit. It was good at seeing how the character Carol Sturka deals with everybody having this blissfully ignorant curse on them. But that pilot was so great, and I'm excited to see where they take it. I did like episode 2. I knew it wouldn't match the energy level of the pilot because the pilot was that great. But check out the pilot, folks, and see if it hooks you. It's an Apple TV show starring Rhea Seehorn, who was in Better Call Saul. She played Kim Wexler, Bob Odenkirk's wife and co-worker on the show. She's very good. And the show is very good. And then I wanted to ask you, Conrad, we're both fans of The Chair Company.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Robinson, I think, is an acquired taste. You either like him or you don't.
Definitely, yeah.
He is so... He's such a spaz. In that last episode, we're at the bar and that guy's trying to tell him the information. He says, What are you saying? I can't hear you. Speak up. Like, he's so funny with the mundane. Like, the comedy is very subtle. But what was not subtle was the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
So if you want to know if you're going to like The Chair Company, go to the end of the fifth episode, watch the end. And if you're turned off by that, don't watch the show. But if... And maybe it's not as funny if you're not watching the show because of their text exchange right before it is really what made it funny. But it's a very good show. I really like it. And I'm,
you know, I was really just, you know, when he's in that chase scene in, you know, in the basement.
The basement. Was this last night's episode?
That was Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
It was when he was walking through and he meets this man.
Yeah. Oh, the old guy with his wife.
He makes
him kiss.
I was like, what is actually going on right now? I was so confused.
I was laughing so hard. And one of the guys said he was down in this basement. They didn't explain that. And he was cheating with this woman. And he said, no, if you want to gain my trust, you have to kiss my girlfriend and let me take a picture, right? So he like kissed her. And he's looking at the camera. So just, it's so weird. But it's so funny. It's a great world. So I'm digging the chair company, digging Pluribus. And if you didn't think the day could get any better, it's National French Dip Day.
I like some French dip.
Wasn't your dad's favorite? We did a favorite sandwich question like a year ago.
Yeah, that was his favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, I like a good French dip. Does your dad like the Chicago beef sandwich, Italian beef?
I'm pretty sure he does, yeah.
He must.
Yeah.
It's like a French dip to the 10th power. So that's exciting. If you want to share your favorite sandwich with us, folks, tonight, you can. But we are about to unveil our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
I'm not saying it's a national holiday, but it is Tanya Harding's birthday. So our question tonight here at Nightlight is, who is your favorite disgraced athlete? I think I have a feeling who's going to skyrocket to the top of the charts, but yeah. There's a lot of them. So who is your favorite disgraced athlete? Share that with us, please. I will read your text on the radio. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know. You can text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X, drop us a stream comment. And while you're there, give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined, folks. Do you have a favorite disgraced athlete, Con?
Come back to me. I'm still debating.
It's kind of, I feel like the de facto choice is like OJ, of course. But there are a lot of other athletes that are accused of horrible things like killing, like Aaron Hernandez, former Patriots tight end, Oscar Pistorius, the track athlete who had the prosthetic legs. Remember that guy? And the whole world was cheering for this guy, and then he did this horrible crime. I think he killed his girlfriend or something like that.
Hmm.
Ray Carruth was accused of a murder plot, I think, if not an actual murder.
Ray Lewis.
Yeah, but I'm not excused. I think Ray Lewis hung out with some bad dudes and probably for his own good kept his mouth shut. Or the Ravens probably would have been looking for a new middle linebacker because he just didn't say anything. I don't think anybody thinks he killed anybody, but he kept his mouth shut.
You know, I'll say this one. Quintez Cephas, he was a Wisconsin wide receiver a couple years back, and he got accused.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't do it. And then he couldn't play like a year or two of football, but he still got drafted, so good for him. But I feel like he didn't unlock his full potential because he had to miss,
that's
seasons
tragic.
Of Wisconsin.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
If he didn't do it and it still affected his career. Like Henry Ruggs is another one. He was going like 150 miles an hour and killed someone. I think he was a rookie. We'll get into all this and I'll give you my pick when we come back, folks. It is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Who is your favorite disgraced athlete? Ladies and gentlemen, that is tonight's question of the night. I think I want to say Pete Rose.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He didn't murder anybody, but he never really admitted that he bet on baseball. He was very, there was no contrition, no, I thought he was very arrogant about it. Now, obviously the murder ones are terrible. Like Tonya Harding inspired this question, but her crime wasn't even really her crime. It was her boyfriend who took a lead pipe to Nancy Kerrigan's knee, which is kind of a jerk move, but I wouldn't say that's the worst. You got OJ, Aaron Hernandez, Oscar Pistorius, Ray Carruth. I don't know. You could say Roger Clemens with the roids, Barry Bonds, maybe. I don't know.
Ryan Braun had some roid
issues too. But let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Answer the question. I'll read it on the radio, folks. Doesn't even cost you anything. That's a great deal. We have a phone call, Con?
Yes, Cindy from Appleton.
Oh, awesome. Cindy, how are you tonight?
Hey, Pete. Good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. Great to hear from you.
Well, I'm going to throw a little wrench and say that I think my favorite wrongfully disgraced athlete was Colin Kaepernick, who really took a hit for something that he was doing right.
Great answer. And you're right. He was disgraced and he didn't even do anything. He took a knee in a peaceful protest. I never even would have thought of that. That's a great one, Cindy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night. Okay. Cindy from Appleton. That's one I did not see coming. Great answer. There's a lot of them, though. There's a lot of disgraced athletes. And I don't like it when they don't take ownership. I think that's what makes Pete Rose probably my choice tonight. You need more time to think about yours.
No, it's Quintus Cephas.
Oh, Quintus Cephas. That's right. Now, is he in the league now?
No, I don't believe anymore. But he was on the Lions for a little bit.
He was like a really strong receiver. Yeah, that's too bad that he didn't. Mm-hmm. Was his career affected by that?
I mean, yeah, he couldn't play college football for, a couple of years, I think.
But he got drafted. And
he still got drafted, but I think, that kind of hurts the development,
Yeah, that's terrible. At 6:35, folks, Rob Brackenridge will be here. We have a clip of Rob's comedy. This is so Rob. I love this clip. I found this today on Facebook. Conrad had to edit it. There's a little bit of swearing, but we worked around it. And here is our guest at 6:35, Rob Brackenridge's comedy.
During Christmas time, they always have that one TV channel that's a Yule log, They had different channels, and one of them was a fish tank. It was just a fish tank with a fish swimming around in it. It was live action, And there was just one fish swimming around, and he had one of those long strings coming off of him, I know, it's I prefer to call it a fish string. But this was the longest fish I'd ever seen. And it was not cracking off. They had been feeding him some fiber. He was like dropping a rope ladder to his buddies. Now I can't switch a channel till this cracks off. I had 15 minutes invested in the fish channel. I'm like, swim around, do some maneuvers. Swim over by the bubbles and use it as a bidet.
That's Rob Brackenridge. He will be here in about 10 minutes. Very funny guy. What was the other one I sent you from Rob?
It was about the Wisconsin diet.
Oh, yeah. That was a short one, too. Can we get the Conan one in and that one before the break?
One or the other.
Let's do Conan. This is a great clip that I found. I don't know if it was on Rich Eisen's show or what, but Conan telling the story about Jim Carrey showing up at one of his parties where Conan's mom was there. Here's that clip now.
I lived here during the late night show, late 90s, and I was living on, 79th and Amsterdam in a rental. And I had a party, and halfway through the party, and my mom was in town, so she was at the party too, and it was my staff, and we're all hanging out and having a good time. I get a call on my phone, first cell phone ever, and it's Jimmy Miller, who's the manager for Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey at the time had just come off of four insane, it was that mania.
Yeah.
He was the most famous person.
Four number one movies like in 1 year.
And he said, hey, Conan, I'm in town with Jim Carrey. Can we stop by the party? We hear you're having a party. Can we stop by? This was not a Hollywood party. This was just my, I said, yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. So lo and behold, Jimmy Miller, and he shows up, and there's Jim Carrey, who I'd met like once briefly, but he comes in, he's like, hey, Conan, couldn't be nicer. Everyone in my staff's eyeballs, they're just melting. Like, this is not a guy who would ever have been on our show at that time. We were still struggling to make it. Biggest star in the world, and everybody's freaking out. And at one point, I noticed my mom is in the corner talking to Jim Carrey. And she's talking to him for a while. And you have that, that feeling that we've all had where you're like... She detaches. She comes over to me. And my mom, I always thought of as Margaret Dumont in the old Marx sure. Brothers movies. Yep. Well, Groucho, you know. My mom had kind of a regal air about her. And she said, well. And I said, Mom, what were you talking to that guy about? And she said, well, he's interested in comedy. And I told him, my son had a struggle, but you stick with it.
I mean, that's gorgeous. My mom probably wouldn't have known who Jim Carrey was then either. You know? Yeah. So great. All right, Rob Brackenridge will be here at 6:35. Folks, after the news, our question of the night is, who is your favorite disgraced athlete? I say Pete Rose, not for the severity of the crime, but just because he was a jerk. And let's be honest, that haircut too. Comedian Bobby Slayton used to call it, he used to say, Pete Rose walked into a barbershop and said, give me the mo. All right, we will be right back. It is a great night here at Nightlight, folks. Wednesday, we're talking independent film in hour number two. Rob Brackenridge is up next, one of our faves. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now she's gone and I am free. And she can't do a thing to me. I just want to dance the night away. With senoritas who can sway. Run. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite disgraced athlete? Let us know. But we did get a text in regard to the chair company from the 920. Our pal Daniel, Danny Wheels, in Menasha says, oh man, the recent episode of the chair company really took the show to another level of dark comedy.
I agree.
Yeah. I thought it was whimsical. I don't know. It's a little dark, but... I have to say, anytime you're watching a comedy and it literally, you see something that makes you sit up in your chair like, I can't believe I'm seeing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Great stuff. Thank you, Daniel. All right. Let's get to, speaking of laughter, this next gentleman, he's not going to make you think of dark comedy. He's just out and out funny, and he's one of our favorites here. It is my pleasure to welcome Appleton-based comedian, the hilariously funny Rob Brackenridge. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm back.
You're back.
Good.
Good
I've been
to see
sitting
you.
In this little square this whole time waiting to see you again.
Yeah, well, mission accomplished, and it's good to see you too. I always love when you're here, but if we can't have you in person, it's great to have you on the stream. And listen, phone would be fine too, Rob. You're that funny. And even if we had to do Morse code, I would figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah, I got a really good Morse code joke. Dit, 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 dot, 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 dit.
I don't know how to do laughter back on Morse code, but I would if I understood it better. It's a great joke.
Wow. Feel free to use that one.
I appreciate that. Hey, do you have a favorite disgraced athlete, Rob?
Oh, Antonio Brown, of course.
Oh, yeah. What did he do? He exposed himself or something like that?
No, he fired a gun at a boxing match in Haiti, and he was arrested in Dubai today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and he's right now on an airplane coming back, so that's going to be my favorite one. I'd like to get him fresh off the press.
The guy's got his quirks, there's no question about that. Okay. How are you, buddy? What's new in the world of tell us, how is your mom, first of all? You're so funny when you put your mom on social media. She's so funny and so adorable and so sharp, and she's in her 90s?
Yeah. 95 in January 25th.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. I'm so lucky to have her, you know, so healthy. And she actually came to my show. I was headlining at the Skyline last week with Mike Merrifield.
Yeah, that's right.
And Yep, she came to the first show Saturday, sold out, completely sold out. You know, it was one of those nights where you could do no wrong. It was just like whatever I said was perfect. You know,
yeah,
it's one of those ones where you just want to keep it in the bottle. Right. And she, because every other show she'd come to, I bombed. You know, this was the first one where she just saw me kill.
I have to be honest. I can't see you bombing, Rob. Well, your material's hilarious, but you're really likable. You're animated. How do you bomb?
Well, you know, come on. You've been a comedian. I mean, you know what it's like. A second show Friday. That's all I have to say to a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get that.
No one can...
No, everybody bombs. You're right. But when you say this is the first show she's been to, that made me think you had a string of shows. And that's what I had an issue with. I can't see you bombing in a string of shows, but, you know.
No, it happens every once in a while. But when it does happen, it sticks in your mind. Like, I mean, you just can't forget it. You can't sleep for a couple of days afterwards. Right. You know, right. When you bomb, it's something you tell yourself, it's nothing. It was just the crowd. It was bad, you know, but. You keep going in your mind, oh, I could have said this. Oh, I have a really good comeback, you know. So, but it happens. You never remember the great shows. You just remember the bombs.
That's great. It's not great, but it's a great quote about stand-up. What do you do when you bomb? Like, do you just keep going? Do you address, like, if there's a heckler, do you address it? Or do you just keep doing your act because... You know, some guys, you know, the comics who get up there and they're so good when they bomb it, like Andy Kindler, like you go, oh, he must bomb a lot and he got good at dealing with it. And that's how he's so funny when he bombs. You know what I mean? But what's your practice?
Yeah, I had a friend who had a great line when he was because he would bomb a lot. So he would say, well, you know that a comedian is only as good as his crowd. And right now I suck. And so that was his favorite line. So even if it was a good crowd, he would do it, you know?
That's hilarious.
What I do usually is I slow it down because a lot of guys will speed it up. And when I was first starting out in stand-up, if I was bombing, I would speed it up to try to get to the next punchline, speed it up. Now, when I start feeling that the crowd's not with me, I slow it way down. So it's almost like we're... Is so anyway, you know, I do it as slow as I can just so that, and you know, whether or not they get it or not, that's just the way I deal with it now. And I actually wrote a joke that I, if I really hate the crowd, I tell them this joke and it's not a bad joke.
Okay.
I was just tired of comedians. Is it okay if I tell you?
Is there swearing?
No.
Oh yeah. It's not, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with this joke. Okay. See, I was so mad at comedians going, well, I guess I'm going to close with a joke. What do you guys want, dirty or clean? And then they tell some street joke, you know?
Right.
So I decided I'm going to write my own joke. and it's not, it doesn't offend anyone. It's just, it's the best joke. And I only tell this to comedians, or I tell it to crowds that, because crowds never get it, but comedians always get it, and that's why I know you're gonna get it. Okay. So wait, two Jews walk into a bar, then they realize they're gonna be in an anti-Semitic joke, so they leave. So the bartender turns to the drunk and he goes, you're in this joke, aren't you? And the drunk goes, of course I'm in this joke, where's the gorilla? And he says, well, I thought you were bringing the gorilla. And the drunk goes, well, I don't have to put up with this. I'm a professional. And he staggers out of the bar. So the bartender looks at me and he says, well, if I hurry up, I can get into a good traveling salesman joke. So he's traveling down the highway and he comes up to the farmhouse and he goes, knock, knock. The guy inside goes, who's there? And he goes, it's me. I was the bartender. Now I'm the traveling salesman. He opens the door and it's a gorilla wearing a bathrobe smoking a cigar. And he says, hey, where were you in the bartending joke? And he goes, that was today? There you go. See, you appreciate that.
Does it get a laugh? Do crowds?
No. No. it gets.
They just leave in a
it
bad
gets
mood.
Nothing. Oh, it gets them mad. They get so angry because they almost got a punchline. Okay, here's, oh, what's a traveling salesman? Oh, I know. No. Oh, you know, so it gets them really mad. But for some reason, comedians love that joke.
That's hilarious. That was today. That's great.
That was today.
Hey, you mentioned Mike Merrifield, and I saw on your Facebook, I don't know where I saw this when I was looking up all things Rob Breckenridge today, but you said you were the Cheeseballs. Were you guys a comedy team?
Yeah.
That's a great
name.
We
were the comedy team. Yeah, it was Steve Hartman, me, and Mike Merrifield, and we toured around. We set up a whole bunch of shows all through Wisconsin, and they were clubs. They were theaters. They were just bars, you know. But we filled the entire couple of months with all these shows, and we ended up doing them, and it was a lot of fun. But it's hard to keep them going because everyone else had their own life they had to get back to. So
right, but that's great.
We enjoyed it. Yeah.
Do you know Steve Iatt and Jimmy Pardo?
Yeah, I love Jimmy. He is my favorite stand-up comedian.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, he was on the show last week, and we were talking, I think we touched on this even, or maybe it was the last time he was on, but Steve Iatt and Jimmy and me did this show called The Three-Headed Monster, and we billed it as three headliners for the price of one when all of us basically had 20 minutes of materials, like three middle acts.
You know, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so we only work like two rooms, but Steve Iatt, who's hilarious, he's so funny as well. Watching both those guys was so great, but he had t-shirts made that said three-headed monster. And the only place we did the show was in St. Louis at Catch a Rising Star. So it had all the tour dates on the back, just St. Louis and then TBA, 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 TBA. It was kind of a joke, you know. So I'm in this gas station and I have that shirt on, and this gas station attendant says, he goes, "Hey, what's that three-headed monster?" I go, "Oh, it's a stand-up comedy show." And he goes, "Oh, thought maybe you might have been in a band or something."
It would be a great name for a band.
we would have been so impressed if I was in a band. My guest is Rob Breckenridge, very funny stand-up comedian from Appleton. He's got some dates coming up. We'll discuss those. Rob, you got a stream comment here from JB Thompson, who says, "Rob, awesome that your mom supports you in your endeavors." I totally agree with him. And then Ezekiel, our guest in hour number two, says, "Loved the joke, Rob. I chuckled." So there you go. You're on a roll here tonight.
I got a chuckle. That's almost as good as a chortle.
Or a guffaw, maybe, if things get really crazy.
I could only dream of getting a guffaw.
And then Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608 said, "It wasn't bad. I gave a chuckle." Well, it's chuckle worthy, Rob. I mean, that's something, right? And that joke is supposed to be when you don't like a crowd, right? And you leave them
with it.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's my punishment, you know? And there's never been a better punchline than "that was today." you visualize that, you know, that gorilla smoking the cigar with his bathrobe on, you know, and fuzzy slippers. And he's like, "That was, oh, geez, I need that money. Oh," you know?
In reference to JB's quote, I hope I know the answer to this. Are you your mom's favorite comedian?
Well, yes, I think she loved everything that I ever did. I was always in theater, you know, so she would come up to me and she'd say, "You were the best one," you know, and I was the tree. I was the tree. You know? She's like, "Yes, but you really, you know," she is really my biggest fan.
That
I would
great.
Say she, whether she believes it or not, she would say that I'm her favorite comedian.
That's fantastic. I want to give you a quiz, if you're okay with that, a catchphrase comedy quiz. But we have about a minute and a half till we have to do a quick break, and I thought I would try to tell people where they can see you. You got some big, some fun dates coming up.
Yep, I'm going to be at Pasquale's. Now, I'm sure you've worked this one. Pasquale's in Negaunee, Michigan.
I worked it.
Remember that?
Yeah, probably 8 years ago. I hadn't done stand-up in 6 years or something like that, and they were desperate because there was somebody canceled, and I was like, well, okay. I just went up, and they were very nice, and I only had to do like 25 minutes, so it was good.
And that's how they introduced you, too. This next guy, we were very desperate because someone canceled. Here he is, Pote Schwiebe. Schwiebe. Schwabba. Schwabbe.
He's the only guy we found that had a car. So,
yeah, he's a nice guy, though.
Right. Fun room. That's a fun room, though. That.
Yes, it is great. I love it. It's you gotta, you know, figure out, you gotta, you know, work. That's where you get heckled, heckle practice there at the Negaunee.
Oh, okay. Nice.
They all come out, they drink, and you're on a bowling alley. You're at a bowling alley, isn't it? I think it's a bowling alley. I can't remember because I haven't done it for about 10 years.
Yeah, there's something. Their stage is like 4 inches off the ground. So yeah. It's not like you tower over people.
I'm trying to remember it, but I'm sure it'll come back to me. That's November 28th.
All right, let's pick up on your upcoming dates. We're going to do a really short break. Negaunee, Pasquale's on November 28th. That is a great venue if you're up north. It's worth a road trip to see Rob. We're coming right back with more with Rob Breckenridge. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you,
it's too late. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. On the stream, Dave says, Ray Finkel laces out. That's from Ace Ventura, right, Con?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
I don't remember the character that well, though. That's his Dave's most his favorite disgraced athlete is from a comedy movie. That's not so bad. Rob Breckenridge is here, folks. Rob, you still with us? I'm so glad.
I sure am.
I thought maybe you'd take a powder during the commercial break, but I'm glad you stayed.
Yeah, I did powder my nose. It was a little shiny.
We used a clip of your stand-up where you're watching the fish take a dump in the string hanging, and like you can't turn it off until you see what happens.
That's one of my favorite bits.
So funny.
Because it really happened.
I never saw that before. That's the funniest stuff, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that thing had to crack off sooner or later. I just recorded it so I could, you know, because I couldn't wait for it to happen. So I just recorded it and fast forwarded it.
You had places to be. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. I can't sit there all day waiting for a fish to use a bidet.
Can you imagine if he saw a female fish he thought was cute and he can't crack it off and he's just, it's got to be mortified. That's terrible.
Yeah, you can't get it. I mean, if you have toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe, that's embarrassing. Right. But this guy, he's never going to live that down.
All right, so you got Negaunee, November 26th, Negaunee, Michigan. Actually, a really fun room. And I think they give you a pizza. They're known for their pizza, right? And you get a pizza after the show, which is kind of cool.
And it's the 28th. It's the 28th.
Oh, 28th. Okay. I have to tell you, when I did that date in Negaunee, a friend of mine, I was just going to go up and drive right back. It's like 2 hours from where I live. So I thought, all right, I'll fill in, you know. So a friend of mine was an FBI agent in Marquette at the time, and he and his partner came over to see the show. Well, you hang out with two FBI agents. The stories, to me, are 10 times more interesting than stand-up comedy stories at that point. Oh, yeah. So, and he's a dear family friend. So we hung out till like 2 a.m. Well, when I left the hotel room, I hung out there for like an hour. Then I went to the show, left my key in the room. It was like a mom and pop place. So after about 8 pitchers of beer, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not driving back to Marinette, so I got to go back to the mom and pop place, knock on the door, and wake them up to get back in my room.
That's the Triangle Motel, right?
I don't remember. I was there that one time, but they hated me. She was so mad, but she let me in, which was sweet. I guess I don't.
That's the worst. It's one of the worst hotels you can stay at. It sticks in my mind as I call them ankle scratchers, you know?
Why is that?
Well, you get those little chiggers in your ankles when you stay there. So that's where I came up with the idea for ankle scratchers, you know? What kind of gig is it, you know? Oh, well, it's an ankle scratcher. That means they put you up at a Motel 6 or something.
I stayed in a Motel 6 once in Kankakee, Illinois. I don't know why. Ooh. I lived in Chicago at the time, but my wife went with me. We get to the hotel. I thought, I'll make a night of it. It's a Motel 6. And someone just drew on the popcorn ceiling a bunch of male genitalia. And I'm like, well, this, and so we're laying there looking up, you know, it's kind of a, got our motors running, but.
Yeah, it depends on how realistic it is, right? Right. Was it the Sistine Chapel or was it a bathroom wall?
Rob Brackenridge is my guest. He's a very funny Appleton-based stand-up comedian. You can see him in Negaunee, Michigan on the 28th of November. What else you got coming up, Rob? You got quite a few dates here.
The next day I'm in, so the 28th I'm in Negaunee. The next day I'm in Sheboygan Falls at the Odyssey Fun Center.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Yeah. That one, have you done that one yet?
No, but it sounds like there's going to be a bounce house there or something. Is that?
There probably is. It's got everything. It is a bowling alley too. So that this one is definitely a bowling alley.
Okay.
And you can like, I've worked it a bunch of times in between bits. If a joke doesn't go over, you can hear, you know, the pins falling down.
Somebody picking up the spare.
Yeah, someone picking up a spare. My career's taken off.
Well, I like, but the great thing about you, I know you kind of like to stay close to home. So you work these gigs that probably give you more material. I mean, you've worked big rooms and you've done your own specials. Hey, tell us about your special coming up. You're doing a new one. That's exciting.
Yes. Oh, I got the T-shirt on. Open bar comedy. That's what I got paid for doing it.
Is that the opposite of a dry bar comedy special, or is that a play on words?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean? Swear on this one?
Yeah. I don't know if you know Ron Feingold.
Oh, comedian. I do know Ron Feingold.
He is a fantastic comedian, a magician as well.
Oh.
I've known him for probably 35 years. I've been doing comedy for 37 years, and he was one of the first guys I worked with. He was like my opening act in Jeff Valdez Comedy Club in Colorado Springs back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And he's now doing these open bars, and it's kind of his counteraction to dry bar, because in dry bar, I don't know if you've seen my dry bar special. It's called Legendary.
Yep. Yeah.
D-A-I-R-Y.
Love that. Yeah.
Hilarious. but you have to be really clean, and they give you like a little a video of someone telling you how to be clean, you know, and you have to sign all this stuff where, you know, you can't say the word poop and everything, you know. So I do that, you know, and then with open bar, he just goes, whatever you want to say, just go for it, you know? So it was kind of neat doing those two, because you couldn't put them back to back.
Yeah. I got a funny Ron Feingold story for you. Can we keep you for a few minutes after the news and give you this quiz? And I'll tell my Ron Feingold story. Great guy, though. Yeah. And Rob Brackenridge is a great guy, too. He's going to stick with us and come back for a few minutes in Act Two. Ezekiel Drews is here at 7:20 talking about the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. All kinds of fun here on Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with me. We will be right back for Act Two after intermission. I'm Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.